The process of writing a temporary constitution for Iraq seemed more messy than messianic.
News analyst Daniel Shore.
The consultations went into 9 days of overtime as majority Shiites and minority Sunnis and Kurds sought safeguards in the first document of a new Iraqi nation. The signing today was done figuratively by the rocket's red glare as 5 explosions a block away from the conference center signaled the effort of the insurgents to sabotage the process. The issue in the consultation that for a time threatened the collapse of the constitution writing process had to do basically with the emergence of the Shiites as a political force. 60% of the population, they have endured almost a century of oppression at the hands of the Sunnis and in later years under Saddam Hussein, genocide. Now the long-suffering Shiites demanded the power that a majority wields in a democracy. But a democracy also makes provision for the protection of minority rights, and this dichotomy displayed itself in a series of complicated disputes about the role of religion in an Iraqi state, about the division of power in a multi-member presidency, about what it would take to veto a future permanent constitution endorsed by a majority. In the end, the day was saved by creative ambiguity. Language was written subject to varying interpretations. For example, Islam is cited as a source but not the source of inspiration for the government. Significantly, it was a religious leader who intervened to break the deadlock. The Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani, who had earlier withheld his endorsement, told the Shiite members of the governing council not to precipitate a crisis, but to wait for a day when they can express their concerns. The signing today must have been a profound relief to the Bush administration, which for a while had reason to fear the collapse of the whole plan for a transfer of power to the Iraqis. This is Daniel Shore.